I hope you all are full and content and round-bellied and shaking no knives at no haggises. Haggai? Who's to say? Perhaps one day we will all be together again, toasting burns in the same room and laughing and breathing the same air and the same drink and laughing at the same jokes. For now, though, I send you back into the evening with two means of goodbye. First, the parting kiss. Humid seal of soft affections, tenderest pledge of future bliss, dearest tie of young connections, love's first snowdrop, virgin kiss. Speaking silence, dumb confession, passion's birth and infant's play, dove-like fondness, chaste concession, glowing dawn of future day. Souring joy, adieu's last action, lingering lips must now disjoin. What words can never speak affections so thrilling and sincere as thine? And as Burns wishes you well with a parting kiss, a verse of how most know Burns best, even if they don't know him by name. Auld Lang Syne. For auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup o' kindness yet, for auld lang syne. Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot and auld lang syne, for auld lang syne, my dear, for auld lang syne, we'll take a cup o' kindness yet for